I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. A bill seeking to block transgender and non-binary Texas youth from updating their birth certificate with their gender identity has received its first approval from the Texas Senate. Senate Bill 162 proposes requiring an individual sex assigned at birth to be included on their birth certificate and limiting the circumstances in which this information can be changed for minors. LGBTQ advocates said the legislation would make it impossible for trans and non-binary Texas youth to update their birth certificate and subsequently other government documents that are required for education, traveling, and employment purposes with their gender identity. The provision could interrupt the process of enrolling a child in school, participating in extracurricular activities, and applying for a U.S. passport. Opponents say the proposal would essentially erase trans and non-binary youth from public life and aims to make the lives of transgender children as difficult as possible. The Republican-controlled Senate gave preliminary passage of the bill on Tuesday after hearing no debate. The bill now awaits its final vote from the full chamber before it could advance to the House of Representatives. A fire broke out in a migrant facility in Ciudad Juarez late Monday night. At least 40 migrants are dead, while 28 others are seriously injured and hospitalized. The victims were from Central and South America. Mexican officials are working with consulates to help identify them. According to the Mexican president, the fire started when migrants learned they were being deported and set fire to mattresses in protest. The immigration agency called for an investigation into the incident. In recent months, many migrants from Central and South America have arrived at the Texas-Mexico border, seeking asylum in the United States after fleeing corrupt governments, violence, and impoverished conditions in their respective countries. The U.S. Border Patrol agents have turned away many people attempting to enter the country, including migrants seeking asylum, using the federal health order known as Title 42. However, the Biden administration plans to end the COVID-19 national and public health order on May 11th, which will result in migrant removals under Title 42 coming to a halt. This is a breaking story and will continue to be updated. The Texas House of Representatives has preliminarily passed a bill that would remove sales tax on menstrual products and some baby supplies. If passed, the measure would exempt sales tax on products such as diapers, baby wipes, bottles, tampons, maternity clothing, and products for pumping breast milk. The estimated cost of lost sales tax for the state is $194 million over 2 years. The movement to remove sales tax on menstrual products has gained momentum in Texas, with teenage girls leading the effort. Supporters argue that menstrual supplies should qualify as wound dressings, which are exempt from sales tax, and that by excluding them, Texas is discriminating on the basis of sex. The bill has gained support from House Speaker Dade Phelan, Comptroller Glenn Hagar, and Governor Greg Abbott, and is expected to move to the Senate Finance Committee. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Greenberg Traurig. Greenberg Traurig's Texas government law and policy team takes clients' multifaceted legal and policy concerns and turns them into action. Learn more at gtlaw.com.